First, let me make a short resume of the text of the sermon in English. It's about unity among Christians. Jesus, he prays to his Father, not only for the apostles, but also for those people who, because they listen to the words spoken by the apostles, believe in Jesus. Now he is praying for them. That means he is praying for us. He is asking his Father that we may unite with each other. We who believe what the apostles said, just what the kids now listen to. We know this about Jesus because the apostles, they shared it with us. They were eyewitnesses. They put it down in the Gospels, in the letters, and now we know it for sure. Jesus, he asked his Father that we who believe this, that we may unite in love. He asked his Father that the love the Father shared with the Son may also be shared with those Christians who now believe this, so that they may be one in him and one with each other. Some may say that this prayer is a prayer that people, that Christians who have very different opinions, that they should unite. And they should not care about their different opinions. But then they forget what Jesus said in the beginning. He's praying for those people. And I read now again. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but those also who believe in me through their word. Jesus is asking his Father of unity between those who believe in the word. So he is not asking that they should take away some words to unite, but those who believe in this word, they should unite because they need it so desperately. We have a very big problem, namely. The big problem is our sins. Even if we have the same understanding of Jesus, we may not unite. We may be selfish. We may be sinful. We may have evil thoughts. We may depart from each other, even if we have the same understanding of Jesus. And Jesus is asking now, Father, unite them. Unite them by the love you gave me. I shared it with them. And then he speaks about his glory. His glory was shared on the cross. And he says to his Father, now, Father, give me this glory now. And then he gave it. He put him on the cross so that we could see his love. And then Jesus said, then I will give it to them, to all us who believe in Jesus, so that we, through this glory that Jesus died for our sins, may unite. This glory unites people. The glory that Jesus died on the cross, it really unites us. That gives us forgiveness, and we must love each other because he loved us first like that. And in the end of the sermon, I will mention the end of the text where Jesus says, Father, I want that these Christians, these disciples who believe in me, that they may be with me always. They should be where I am for eternity. That's why we will come to heaven, because Jesus, he prayed to his Father, bring them to heaven, and the Father, he will do it for us. So that was the summary.